Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the best and fastest way to $1,000 a month on the side. And the reality is, I think at least a lot of my listeners want to earn a good side income. And the reason I'm focusing on $1,000 is I think it's extremely realistic, regardless of whether you're in a first world country or third world country. Yes, I'm not talking about the extreme exceptions like in different countries like North Korea and whatever, but I'm talking in a general sense. This is definitely achievable. Okay, so let's get into the episode. So starting off, I'll say that earning $1,000 once off is easy. Doing it every single month, now that is not easy. But is it? And in my experience, I think that once you can hit $1,000 a month consistently, reaching $5,000 and $10,000 a month is much easier. So now I'm going to expand on how you can get $1,000 a month and scale from there. And obviously, I'm talking about the no fluff 80-20 approach. So there are basically three things that you need to figure out to get to $1,000 a month. First one is, what are you selling? Next, who are you selling to? Third, how much are you selling it for? These are the three components of your offer. Once you have a solid, specific, and attractive offer, it's easier to start selling it consistently to your ideal clients. So now I'm going to help you get clear on these three things. What are you selling? You need a skill or a set of skills that can solve a specific problem for clients. This could be web design along with marketing or copywriting. Who are you selling to? Who is your ideal client or your niche? You need to get specific. For example, as a web designer, you choose one specific industry to serve businesses in that niche. How much are you selling it for? When it comes to pricing, I could write a book, and I actually did. But to boil it down, you should be pricing your offer based on the value it offers the client. In other words, the return on investment, not how many hours it takes you to complete the job. Yes, there are exceptions, and you should only do this when the scope is undefined, right? But you should price your services as solutions, you know, not as a commodity, like a once-off thing that you can buy it off the shelf. So some examples of how you can put it together. Offer one is, I offer pricing landing page A-B split testing for SaaS founders. By the way, this is a very good niche. At $1,000 a month or $500 a month, depending on the client's needs and budget. And this could even be $250 a month, you know, but really this is actually a genuinely good service. At $500 a month, I aim to get two clients. And how will I get these clients? So it will either be on LinkedIn, posting related helpful content, putting my offers out there, cold outreach via DM and emails. And another one is Twitter. I mean, there's so many SaaS founders on Twitter, you know, I mean, literally if you just have to reach out to 100 SaaS founders and be like, hey man, analyze your pricing pages. You know, here's an example of what I would do if you're interested, you know, let me know. I'm just talking like randomly, but generally you sort of want to go that approach. So offer two is, write one SEO optimized article for crypto influencers for $1,000 a month or $500 a month and get two clients. And same thing, how do you get it? I think Twitter DM would actually be pretty good because that's where a lot of crypto influencers there. So I'm not saying you can build this whole system on like day two or three of your freelancing journey. And yes, experience is important if you're going to position yourself as an expert at offering these services. Now, if you don't have experience yet, start with building your portfolio by working for cheap or even for free. And I've got some content on working for free. I would encourage you to listen to that. I think I've got an episode on that a few episodes before. But it's important that you make sure it's your chosen niche. There is no better way than to learn on the job. Do good work, get client testimonials, and also build your confidence. And this will lead to social proof. And this is the best way of convincing prospects to consider your services. This should do your selling for you. And look, there are many ways around it, but this is a simple roadmap and realistic roadmap to $1,000 a month. Stop overcomplicating it. This works. Now duplicate it, and then eventually you'll get to 5 and 10K. So that is it from me in this episode. Hope you found it helpful. Thank you so much for listening.